So if Super Bowl halftime hijinks aren't enough pop culture shock for you this week, do we have the DVD for you? The phrase, "you've been punked," is the signature line from actor Ashton Kutcher's MTV celebrity prank show, Punked. A DVD of the show's first season has just been released. Nathan Rabin of The Onion has this review of that DVD.
MTV decided to give me a lot of money.
So I decided to create my own show. Look out, you're gonna get pulled!
That's Male Starlet, Ashton Kutcher's intro to the DVD for the first season of his hit celebrity prank show, Punked. The show updates Candid Camera for the Eminem generation by infusing it with teeny bopper star power and toxic levels of frat boy attitude. Like a Red Bull-crazed Wizard of Oz, co-creator Kutcher lurks behind the scenes, feeding lines to actors wearing earpieces. These actors, in turn, perform elaborate pranks on spoiled celebrities accustomed to being pampered. Punked drops pop culture phenomenons in dire situations where their celebrity often carries no weight. If you're anything like me, seeing them treated like shady characters and common criminals is perversely fascinating. Given his ubiquity, it sure seems like Kutcher has monopolized the tabloid since tumbling out of the womb. But he didn't become a TV star until after high school, and he takes palpable pride in his working-class Midwestern credentials. There's a weird element of class aggression to Punked. Here, a possibly intoxicated Kutcher offers a class-conscious endorsement of pop star Pink. She's been set up to believe that she's under arrest for running a motorcycle chop shop.
No, but you know what the thing about Pink is? She's real. She's like you and me, Dax.
Yes.
Pink belongs in the club of real people. So if you're blue-collar and you believe in hard work making it count, you need to be listening to Pink only because let's support one of our own.
Like MTV sibling show Jackass, Punked is a defiantly adolescent testosterone fest with a strong homoerotic undercurrent. It's all too easy to read these shows as being about outwardly heterosexual young men, sublimating their physical attraction to each other into attention-grabbing stunts. Then again, Punk's Gen Y fanbase doesn't seem too concerned with ferreting out this homoerotic subtext. May I remind you that this show features a teen beat heartthrob punking other teen beat cover boys and girls. With targets like Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and Kelly Osbourne, Punked boasts so much Gen Y star power, it's a little like the photo pages of Us Weekly come to life. Kutcher is ostensibly pulling the plug on his ambush comedy after just two very successful seasons. And I imagine most celebrities certainly aren't expecting to get punked by a show that, theoretically at least, is off the air. But don't be surprised if we haven't seen the last of Kutcher and his merry pranksters. After all, if Punked has taught fans anything, it's to be skeptical of just about everything, especially what comes out of Kutcher's mouth.
Nathan Rabin reviews pop culture for The Onion.